Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls, from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. Welcome again to the Will of God. Today we will continue with Volume 21. The next passage comes from February 26, 1927, and the title is Wherever the Divine Will Reigns, it forms three little cores of most pure gold. How the divine will makes its exposition in all creation. Luisa writes, "My adorable Jesus makes me struggle very much for his return. Oh, how I long for him. My poor soul without him is reduced to an earth without water and without sun. And while it burns with thirst, the darkness is such that I do not know where to direct my step in order to find the one who alone can give me the water that quenches my thirst, and who makes the sun rise for me, which gives light to my step, to find the one who moves away from me." Luisa Picarretta is experiencing the absence of our Lord Jesus, and she relates to the psalm. This is Psalm 63, where the psalmist says, "O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting." Luisa Picarretta is relating to this absence, the absence of our Lord. She longs for the return of our Lord, remembering that sometimes our Lord hides and sometimes he doesn't come. And when she experiences the absence of our Lord, she suffers. It's been about 3 days since the last entry when Luisa Picarretta hasn't experienced any communication with our Lord. And then she's experiencing this stage of dryness. Sometimes we experience the same. We think that our Lord is not listening to us. Or sometimes our Lord hides in order to test our perseverance. We must persevere, especially in those moments when we do not feel the presence of our Lord. We must persevere because those are moments of grace that we need faith. Faith to believe that He is there, that He is in our suffering. Faith to believe that He is with us. Those are moments of grace that the Lord gives us so that we will thirst for His coming. And by letting us experience this absence, He's expanding our capacity to receive. It's like when you skip one meal during the day, you will be very hungry. So the Lord wants to be hungry for Him. And He's letting Luisa Picarretta experience this hunger for Him. Luisa Picarretta says, "You are like my water. I cannot find quench for my thirst. Your absence makes me thirsty for you." And this is what He wants, because He already thirsts for our souls, for our will. And He wants us to thirst for Him, for His divine will to descend upon our souls first. He wants to descend upon the souls of the creatures. This passage also reminds me the Gospel of John, chapter 4, 15, where Jesus encounters this woman at the well. And He says, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst, but the water that I give will become a wealth of spring water that will lead this person to everlasting life." And the woman says, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst any longer. Give me this water so that I don't have to come to the wealth anymore." She's thinking humanly, but our Lord is thinking in the divine mode. The water that He wants to give us is the water of the divine will. He wants to deposit this spring in us so that from within us, this water will flow. Beautiful passage. So don't be discouraged when you feel the dryness in your heart, in your soul. Some people, they tell me, "Father, sometimes God is not listening." God is always listening, because He has the capacity to listen and to understand all human race at the same moment without getting confused. He is able to understand us at the same moment, at the same time, without getting confused. He's able to understand all the human race at the same time, at the same moment, without getting confused. Imagine this. So those moments when we experience solitude, when we experience His absence, those are moments of grace that He is testing us, giving us the chance to grow in faith, to persevere. Let's continue. Ah, Jesus, come back. Don't you feel my heartbeat in yours, which calls you? And having no more vital humor, it palpitates with difficulty and has no more strength to call you. But while I was saying this and other things, my highest good, Jesus, moved in my interior and showed three little cords tied together. All three of them were bound to the depth of my soul. These cords were descending from heaven and they were linked to three bells. Jesus was a little child, and with the grace of His tiny little hands, He pulled them strongly, but so much that in heaven, those bells seemed to form a peal so loud that all heaven came out to see the one who was ringing them with such hurry and power to call the attention of all heaven. I too remain stupefied. And my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, the soul who lives in my will has these three little cords of most pure gold, which descend from the power of the Father, from the wisdom of I, the Son, from the love of the Holy Spirit. As she works, loves, prays, suffers, I take these little cords in my hands, and I put our power, wisdom and love in motion for the good and glory of all blessed and of all creatures. The sound of these bells is so loud and harmonious as to call everyone like a song of inviting to celebrate. This is why I came out to enjoy the feast of your act. What He's saying to us that when the soul who lives in the divine will is palpitating, is working, is praying, our Lord Jesus brings the wisdom, the love, and the power that is in the Trinity, the power that is in God, the wisdom that is in the Son, and the love that is in the Holy Spirit. And He is united with every single act of the creature, and every single act of the creature is able to ascend into heaven, and everybody is able to hear the sound of these harmonious acts done in the divine will, because then these acts have the seal of the Blessed Trinity. They carry within them the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because in our soul, remember that there is one God, three persons, they are united by the will. That's why there is no division in them, because there is only one will that unites the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that image of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit is imprinted in our souls. The soul has three powers, one soul, three powers, free will, which represents the Father, intellect, which represents the Son, and memory, which represents the Holy Spirit. One soul, three powers, one God, three persons. We have in our souls the image of the living God. We carry God in our souls. So whether we act, whether we think, whether we remember something, whenever we're using these three powers, one of these three powers or the three powers together, whenever we use them in union with the will of God, God is being glorified. When we use these powers to go against God, we offend God. So the creature has the power to crucify God. Remember, three nails were used to crucify our Lord Jesus. His hands, His feet. The creature crucifies the Lord. When we misuse our freedom, our will, when we misuse our intellect, when we misuse our memory, we are crucifying our Lord. They become the three nails that crucify our Lord. But when we use these three powers of the soul in union with the divine will, we are able to give glory, praise, adoration, and thanksgiving to God our Father, because these acts are united with His own will. And in this vision that Luisa Picaretta has, she sees how these three little cords are united with the soul who lives in the divine will, and every single act makes a sound that is able to arrive into heaven with the seal of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit imprinted in it. Beautiful passage that our Lord reveals to Luisa Picaretta. Beautiful passage that help us understand that every single act united with the divine will has the capacity to arrive into heaven. Let's continue. Therefore, as you see, the acts of the soul in whom my will reigns are formed in heaven, in the womb of her Creator. Then the three cores of our power, wisdom, and love descend upon earth to ascend again to their source, in order to bring back the glory to our divinity. And I delight very much in pulling these cords to make everyone hear the sound of these mysterious bells. Then, afterwards, having heard about the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament which was made in the church, I thought to myself, for me there are neither expositions nor services, and my sweet Jesus, giving me no time to think of anything else, came out from within my interior and told me. Let's pause for a minute here. Jesus comes out from within my interior, says Luisa Picaretta, because remembering that when our Lord Jesus is enthroned in our heart, in our soul, he occupies his rightful place. And in the soul of Luisa Picaretta, she's able to hear our Lord Jesus. This is the gift of locution that she received during her first communion, that she was able to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus in her heart and her soul. This is the gift that our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta that Adam and Eve possessed before the fall. That's why they were able to hear the voice of God in their souls. So when she's saying that he came out from within her interior, this is what she means, that she's able to hear the voice of God in her soul. And this is the gift of locution that the church recognizes. Let's continue. My daughter, for you there is no need of exposition, because one who does my will has the greatest and more continuous exposition which my will displays in all creation, or rather in each created thing. In fact, since each thing is animated by it, it forms innumerable expositions for as many existing things. Who forms my divine will in the Eucharist? My will. If the sacramental host were not animated by my supreme will, the divine life will not exist in it. It will be a simple white host which will not deserve the adoration of the faithful. Here I want to clarify something, because I don't want you to be confused or misguided. Luisa Picaretta, she is bound in bed. She's confined to her bed, and she feels the pain of not being able to go to adoration to the Blessed Sacrament. And our Lord Jesus tells her the soul that is living in the divine will is already adoring God. We must not be confused, because that doesn't mean that we don't have to go to adoration. No, the church tells us that the Holy Eucharist is the gift of our Lord Jesus given to his church, and in there our Lord Jesus is in his real presence, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. His real presence there. So this is the treasure of the church. The Eucharist is the treasure of the church. So please don't be confused, because this doesn't mean that you don't have to go to Holy Adoration. No. This means that when you go to Holy Adoration, you immerse yourself in the divine will, that you adore, you glorify God right there in his real presence. And when you leave church and you go about doing your daily duties, you glorify God by immersing yourself in the divine will. You glorify God with every single act you do in the divine will. So this is what it means. So I don't want you to be confused or misguided. Now, my daughter, my will makes its exposition in the sun. And just as my will has the veils of the host which conceal my life, so does it have the veil of so many light concealed in the sun. Yet, who makes a genuflection? who sends a kiss of adoration, who says a thank you to my will exposed in the sun? No one. What ingratitude! And yet, in spite of this, it has not stopped. It is always stable in doing good. It follows the steps of men. It invests his actions. In whatever way he takes, he delights. Its light lets itself be found ahead of him and behind him, carrying him as though in triumph, carrying him within its womb of light in order to do good to him, disposed to do good to him and to give him light, even if he did not want it. Oh, my will, how invincible, adorable, admirable you are, immutable in good, without ever drawing back. What he's saying that his will is everywhere. His will is in the sun. His will is in the light. His will is in the elements, because the elements, remember, they remain stable, fixed in the will of God, because they don't possess free will. They are fixed in the will of God. They remain exactly where God created them to be. It is only man who went out of the will of God by exercising his human will against our Creator. So who says, thank you for the light, thank you for the sun, thank you for the elements? And this is what our Lord wants through this gift. He wants to receive the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration, the thanksgiving of all his creatures. Do you see the great difference between the exposition of the Eucharist and that which is my will itself makes in created things? In a continuous act, in that of the Eucharist, man must put himself out. He himself must go to it, draw near to it, and dispose himself to receive good. Otherwise, he receives nothing. On the other hand, in the exposition of my will in created things, it is my will itself that goes to man and puts itself out. So he's telling us that we have to go and seek him in the sacrament of the Eucharist to avail ourselves, to create a disposition in us to receive his grace, that spiritual grace that emanates from the Blessed Sacrament, the spiritual radiance that comes and permeates our souls with the beauty of God himself that emanates from the Blessed Sacrament. So I encourage all of you to make time to visit our Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and believe that he is there, really present in his body and blood, soul and divinity, waiting for us to go and to accompany him, to console him, to thank him, to adore him, to surrender our wills to him, to fuse ourselves in his divine will. He is there waiting for us. Let's continue. And even if he is not disposed, my will abounds and draws him with its goods. Yet there is no one who adores my eternal will in his many expositions. How do we correspond to our Lord Jesus? How do we correspond to our God? When we do the rounds of creation, we go around doing our acts of thanksgiving, imprinting our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, thanking God for creating the sun, thanking God for creating the elements. Again, as we pray this liturgy of the hours, those who pray the liturgy of the hours are very familiar with the Canticle of Daniel, Daniel 3:57, where Daniel goes around and says, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. And he says, angels of the Lord, bless the Lord, you heavens, bless the Lord, all you waters, bless the Lord, sun and moon, bless the Lord. So he's doing his rounds. What is new in the writings of Lisa Picaretta is that she goes imprinting her I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you in every single created thing. And this is what our Lord invites us to thank him and to imprint our I love you in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, to love him and to adore him with the power of the light of the sun. Why? Because Who causes the sun to shine? Who created the sun? God himself. So we are adoring God with his own power that is in the sun. So this is beautiful. It makes its position in the sea, and while in the sun, the symbol of the Eucharist, it gives the light, its heat, its innumerable goods. Though always in silence, never saying a word, never making a reproach for as many horrendous evils as it may see. In the sea instead, in the veils of the waters, it makes its position in a different way. It seems to speak while forming its murmuring in the veils of the water. So what he's saying that in the Blessed Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord is there permeating, radiating the spiritual grace. He doesn't say anything. He's there just quiet, waiting for us to be permeated, to go and to draw near to him so that he can fill us with his grace, with his love, with his light. And in the elements, he shows himself through the light of the sun, through the sound of the sea, through the sound of the wind, through the sound of the water, through the light of the fire, through the colors of nature. He's exposed there. The beauty of God, his power is exposed in the elements. And we can see, because as St. Augustine will say, all nature has within it the image of God. Our God has left his footprint in every single created thing. And we can see in other part of the Book of Heaven, our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, look at the sun. The sun is light, is fire, and is heat, and yet is one. In the same way that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet remains one person. So the Son has the image of God. He is three in one, light, heat, and fire. You cannot separate the heat, the fire, and the light. Powerful. So he is exposed. What he's saying in this passage also is that he's exposed. He's exposed. The image of God is exposed in all nature. That's why it's so important to do the rounds of divine will, the rounds of creation, because we go around praising, glorifying God in and through creation, bringing all his children, his created things, his creatures. And he says, those who bring him, everybody, those who bring all his created things to him will be loved, and they will enjoy much love. Oh, if the creature pay attention to all the expositions that my will makes in the whole creation, they should remain in continuous act of adoration to adore my will exposed in the flowery fields through which it spreads its fragrances, in the trees loaded with fruits from which it spreads the variety of its sweetness. There is no created thing in which it does not make its divine and special exposition, and since the creatures do not pay the honors due to it, it is your task to maintain the perpetual adoration of the exposition which the Supreme Fiat makes in the whole creation. This is the task of Luisa Picaretta when she goes around praising, glorifying God in and through creation, through the rounds of the divine will. This is our task when we unite ourselves in the divine will and we praise and adore and glorify God in and through creation by praying. When we unite ourselves in the divine will to pray this same canticle that Daniel prayed, we are uniting ourselves with the divine will, and we go and we bring the echo of God that exists in the creatures. We bring all the creatures to God. God wants to hear his correspondence of love of all his creatures. So this is our task when we go around doing the acts of creation, when we unite ourselves in the divine will to do every single act. My daughter, may you be the one who offers herself as perpetual adorer of this will, which has no adores and no return of love on the part of creatures. End of passage. What our Lord says is, you have to be the one who offers herself as be the perpetual one who adores the divine will, who brings the adoration of all the elements, of all creatures, past, present, and future, because there is no one who does it. We are so fortunate, we are so blessed having this gift of the divine will. We are so blessed having this gift. So I invite you to continue with the book of heaven, keep reading, keep doing the rounds of creation, keep uniting yourself in the divine will. And as we grow in the knowledge and understanding of this great gift that has been given to us through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, do whatever you can to promote this gift. Do whatever you can to let others know about the knowledge of this great gift that the Lord wants to bestow upon all the human race. Let's finish with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we adore you, we praise you, we glorify you for the gift and the knowledge of the divine will. We thank you for giving us the knowledge of this gift. We ask you that you may send your Holy Spirit upon our souls to open our understanding, our capacity to receive, so that you may be glorified through every single act that we do in union with your divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless you.